Dr. Juanita Ferreira, the training manager and registered homeopath for Flordis South Africa. Hello, Juanita.
Hi there, Heather. Thank you for having me.
Great. Lovely to have you again. Today we're going to discuss your product, Remotive. Have I got it right?
Yes, correct. Remotive.
What is it indicated for?
Remotive is indicated for anxiety and mild to moderate depression.
Oh, that's interesting. Another one. I'm looking forward to hearing this. So it's indicated for that. And what is the active ingredient contained in Remotive?
So the active ingredient contained is your Hypericum perforatum, which is very commonly known as your St. John's wort.
Now, according to my research and what I've heard, but I don't believe everything I hear, believe me, that there's quite a bit of controversy around the use of St. John's wort having herb-drug interactions and causing photosensitivity, etc. Can this be expected with Remotive?
Well, you are right about the controversy, but no, it's not expected with the Remotive. And basically, just to validate that, if with all herbal preparations, they contain active ingredients. So depending on which active ingredients are contained in that product or that is manufactured by a specific company, they'll get different results. So I think just to mention, your St. John's wort, your Hypericum, contains two active ingredients. One of this being your hypericin, that's responsible for many of your anxiolytic, antidepressant effects. And then the other active ingredient is your hyperforin. And hyperforin is responsible for causing drug interactions, the photosensitivity that you mentioned, all those kind of things. So what Flordis has done with the Remotive is they've taken out that hyperforin, so that you don't have the adverse effects, you don't have the photosensitivity.
That makes sense. Okay. So I've got another question here, but I don't know if it's actually built into the last one. What would make Remotive different to another herb or supplement indicated for depression or anxiety? Is it just that?
Well, it is that yes, it contains the high levels of your hypericin and the hyperforin is taken out, but also that there are so many products on the market, including supplements, maybe vitamin formulations, etc., that are indicated for anxiety and low mood, which, I mean, is such a common complaint of, I mean, it's every second person feels stress, anxiety, low mood at some point or another. And what makes Remotive different is, again, coming back to the clinical trials, is that, you know, often you might hear from the medical fraternity that, you know, something natural to help depression is a placebo effect. With Remotive, it is not. The clinical trials have shown very well that your Remotive is as effective as some of your antidepressants, your fluoxetine, your imipramine. So that's very important information.
And so what really would you say overall are the advantages of taking Remotive over a synthetic antidepressant?
Well, based on the clinical data, what's been shown is that firstly, your Remotive patients have a faster responder rate, so it starts to work so much quicker. As an example, your anxiolytic effect can be felt almost immediately. Now, you know, when you're feeling anxious, you don't want to feel better in a couple of hours. You want to feel better right now.
Everybody's looking for a quick fix.
Yeah, well, especially with anxiety.
Yes.
As that induces more anxiety. So that's the first one. But then also, just in terms of taking other medications, again, no drug interactions. But also importantly, there's no negative effects on libido, which we know with our synthetic antidepressants, that is often a side effect. And I think for both male and female groups, it is a concern.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So now, how long can a patient take Remotive for example?
Okay, so if the patient were to take Remotive just on its own, not including other synthetic antidepressants or weaning from a synthetic antidepressant, they can take it for 52 weeks. That's where the trials are based on. And then at 52 weeks, it would definitely be important that a practitioner in particular would reassess to see, has the patient made progress? Are they doing better? Can they come off the Remotive? So usually we suggest about 52 weeks.
Which is 1 year.
Yes, 1 year.
Okay, so now say I was on a synthetic antidepressant, which I'm not, but just say I was on one of the ones that everybody knows, and I would like to now, move over to something more natural. How does one wean one? How does one explain to the folk out there the process of, do they slow down their dosage on the synthetic, and what happens actually?
Okay, so just to for the listener to understand why we would need to have a weaning process is that so your emotive basically increases the amount of serotonin and noradrenaline within the body. So those are the feel-good hormones. The same is applies for your synthetic antidepressants. They increase your serotonin. So if a patient were to be taking something natural as well as, for example, a synthetic antidepressant, the amount of serotonin in their body could escalate. And at some point that this could result in what we know as serotonin syndrome. Now, serotonin syndrome, just to mention, is when your levels just become so high and then they rebound and they drop. So the way the patient feels is that they feel up and down, up and down. It's almost like a manic kind of feeling. Now, this is not good. This can be dangerous. So the patient needs to definitely follow a weaning process. Usually we suggest, depending on what antidepressant the patient was on, because there are so many, there's very different dosages, that they would return to their practitioner to assist them in weaning.
And I also think, out there that it's a myth that, synthetic products or the ones that everybody knows out there that have been marketed, are far more effective and powerful than natural products, which is actually not true.
No, it's not true at all. And I do think, however, that it just depends which natural products you're using.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now paint a picture for me. Who will benefit most from taking Remotiv?
Okay, so that's such a great question because, as we mentioned previously, I mean, so many people suffer from anxiety or mild depression at some point in their lives. So, from the younger patients, from 12 years and up at school, lots of pressure, a little bit of anxiety, not coping so nicely, this would be well indicated because they're not going to become dependent on it, okay? So, they can live without the Remotiv. Then moving obviously to your matriculants and your students at university who also feel a lot of pressure, especially to perform and pass, that would be well indicated. And then just to your everyday adults, who are suffering with low mood, mild depression, lots of anxiety, it can be well indicated there too.
Wonderful. Well, I think we've covered it all here, and I think this is a great picture of the product and its uses. So I'm going to say let's end it then. Thank you.
Such a pleasure, Heather. Thank you for having me.